The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. Well, they've got the same problems as we've got now. Come on, exercise and schools, Adam.
Yeah, a couple of problem areas, and indeed Boris Johnson's admitted to frustrations over the easing of lockdown restrictions. It's only a slight easing, but it's the interpretation of it. And frankly, he and other ministers have admitted that they haven't been precise enough with their language. So two of the areas, yeah, the government telling us to go outdoors, exercise, go to beauty spots, but local councils, mayors and local police forces and indeed doctors are saying, please don't drive to beaches and nice scenic places. It could cause problems. And then the schools question. Some primary schools, and indeed some years within some primary schools, are set to go back into the classroom in 2 weeks' time. This has been questioned by teachers, unions, parents, groups, the British Medical Association. Are we experimenting with our 5- and 6-year-olds to see if it is possible to return to school? And if so, is that the right way to go, for goodness sake? And anyway, how could you get a whole bunch of kids and their parents and the
but
teachers
see,
to social distance?
I know, but see... Look, I'm looking at these UK stats. Okay, the deaths are 34,000 and so on. Deaths per million are 511. But the serious cases are 1%. 1%. And we've got people frightening the hell out of people about going somewhere or going to school or going to shop. And I don't see alarmism we've got to overcome now in all of this, but it's frightening. And anyway, tell us about the Corona dogs.
This is extraordinary. And I suppose it was coming, but... The dogs that can sniff out some cancers, malaria and Parkinson's disease, and indeed can be an early warning system, some of them, anyway, 6 dogs, Labradors and Cocker Spaniels, are having their smell sensors put through their paces by the London School of Tropical Medicine and a couple of other organisations. But what they're doing is they're trying to get them to sniff out coronavirus. The belief is that they might be able to detect people with COVID-19 at a very early stage before any obvious symptoms. And if the dogs perform as they hope, they could be able to screen 250 people an hour, 1,500 an hour between them, which would be absolutely amazing, although weirdly antiquated. What happened to all the high tech?
That's it.
Just getting dogs
That's
to
it.
Sniff us. It's an odd thought.
Only Gilchrist could put it into perspective. And don't we need some perspective? Well done, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.